The Burt Show.
When we usually do these love, lost, and founds, you guys hit us up and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't get his number. I was on a flight from blank to blank. We were talking about blank and we had such great chemistry. And then as we were getting, as an example, off the plane, the time came for us to say goodbye. And every instinct I had said, get his number, give him my Instagram. And you didn't do it. So you call us up and then we look for the guy. This time, the love lost and found is coming from Abby for yourself?
For myself. And what? This is going to be a real shot in the dark because unlike some people who may have, you know, had a little interaction at a bar or maybe you sat next to somebody on the plane, me and this man did not speak two words to each other because I did not have the balls to approach him because I was looking busted. I had the opportunity to have the meet cute that everybody dreams of. Now, if you can think of a place that you think is like the ideal person or the ideal place to bump into the person of your dreams, kind of everyday life, what's the ideal situation?
Immediately coffee shop.
Okay. Mm.
Or a cafe of some sort.
A cafe.
A cute cafe. Look, not a chain cafe, but like a local cafe.
Like a Perk Coffee in Virginia Highlands, one of those places.
Yes.
Damn, that's a good question. The plane comes to mind because it's usually easy to spark up a conversation. But if it wasn't a plane, I'd say like a bar.
Okay. I had some luck at the gym.
Okay, at the gym.
Uh-huh.
So I was at my local Trader Joe's. And for me, I think that's kind of one of the places where everyone sort of idealizes meeting their person because it's sort of everyday life. There's nothing like sinister happening. There's not like, it's not like a bar at like 2 a.m. You're out, you're just doing things that you would normally do. And, you know, maybe you both reach for the bell peppers and your hands touch and you look up at each other and you realize, wow, I could maybe cook peppers with you for the rest of my life.
I want to throw out different grocery stores to see if they have the same effect. Like if you ran into him at Piggly Wiggly.
Or like the Murder Kroger.
Yes.
Or like Disco Kroger.
Winn-Dixie.
The Buckhead Publix. That's where I want to meet somebody. Yes.
I think it does depend on the grocery store and Trader Joe's that checks.
So I was at Trader Joe's and it was kind of a late night run for me. I wasn't anticipating going, but my apartment has just gotten like a deep clean. So I was like, you know what would really like just top this night off is like some really beautiful flowers to just kind of like accent the room. It already smells nice. Everything's folded. Nothing weird is hanging out of my drawers. I was like, let me bop next door and put together a little floral arrangement.
People underestimate the power of fresh flowers.
Yes.
We always have a bouquet of fresh flowers in our home. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Now, I typically don't have flowers around the house, A, because the economy. The other reason is because I have cats, and sometimes flowers can be really poisonous to cats. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to go Google what flowers are poisonous to cats, not pick those, and create my own arrangement. So I bopped next door to Trader Joe's. It's like 7 p.m., which is might as well be midnight for somebody who works on a morning show. And I'm actually wearing the exact outfit I was wearing, except this was actually covered in like chocolate because I'd been snacking all night. And I roll up, I'm wearing no makeup. My hair is kind of a mess. I'm thinking I'm just running in to get some flowers and running out.
Oh, so this is the exact look.
I think this might have been the exact look now that I think about it. Yeah. I have like seven outfits that I rotate. This is one of them.
I think you're thinking like a woman and not a dude. This is super cute.
I'm wearing, for the folks at home, I am wearing a pair of Amazon Palazzo sweatpants. So they're kind of like MC Hammer balloon pants. Where they get like tight at the ankles and then they kind of balloon out. They're very comfortable. They're very economical. Amazon's very cheap. And I'm wearing a terracotta. What color do we think this is? Like mauve sweatshirt and
brown.
Brown.
Yeah, fiber.
It's just giving brown, Abby.
No, it's brown with like a hint of red.
No, it's brown.
That's definitely brown.
You guys.
That's brown.
Yeah.
I know brown.
If anybody's down with the brown is going to be bad.
Right?
And then I also have a pair of like ugly rubber slides on. These are my alternative to Crocs. I think they are way more fashionable, but just as comfortable.
And then you've got your ski hat on. You look adorable.
Oh, thank you. This would be
a great look to approach a dude at.
So anyway, I bop over to Trader Joe's. I'm picking out my flowers. I'm Googling which ones are not going to kill my cat. And I look over and I see a tall, handsome gentleman kind of like do a little side eye at me. And I do a little side eye at him. And I go, this man is literally exactly my type. And I'm like, oh my God, what if we meet in the flower section? I'm like, what flowers am I picking out? Those can be at our wedding. I can carry these as I walk down the aisle.
Oh, wow.
And we can cater whatever pre-made salad he's picking out in the pre-made food section at Trader Joe's. I'm like crafting the narrative in my head. And we stand there probably for like a good 5 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to approach me. I'm like, wait, should I approach him? And then I look up, and there's kind of like, I wouldn't call it a mirror, but there's like a reflective surface that was kind of accented on the walls. You know how sometimes like there will be like some metal and you can see your reflection in it. And I look up as I'm like, you know, carrying all my flowers, and I look at myself and I go, I cannot meet a man looking like this. I had some mascara sort of like smudged down below my eyes. My sweatshirt wasn't as clean as it is now. I had a little bit of chocolate on it. My face is a little greasy from sweating. I'd gone on a walk earlier that day.
Some sprinkles of cat hair.
And I'm thinking, this man is probably looking at me because I am insane looking, instead of thinking, wow, that's my future wife. Meanwhile, I'm thinking this is a meet cute. So I'm just going out on a limb here that if he happened to be looking over, because he's like, oh, maybe that's Abby from the Burt Show, she is uglier in person.
Oh, stop it.
If you were at Trader Joe's last week around 6:30 p.m., hit me up.
Now, if he's not listening and you were giving a description, maybe we have somebody that knows him that would fit this description.
My type is vanilla. So I'm about to describe every man who works in your local sales pit at your job. He was probably around 6'2". He had brown hair. It was long, but not like shaggy long. It was like, if he had like a high and tight haircut and had grown it out for a couple of months. He was wearing a olive colored zip up and a pair of khakis. And that's it.
That's all you got.
Okay. And again, the exact day you were at Trader Joe's.
I was there, I believe, on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. And this is the Trader Joe's that's
on Roswell Road.
Okay.
And for all the dudes listening, olive means green. A green zip up.
So Amanda, my girlfriend, has been trying to think of a clever, easy way to approach you and tell you she thinks she's got a guy for you.
Why does she need to be clever about it? Why can't she just text me?
Yeah, but since we're here, I'm just going to show you the picture of the guy that she has picked out for you.
Is he ugly?
I think he's right in your wheelhouse, actually.
That's it her ex-husband? Please tell me it's not her ex-husband.
No.
Okay, good.
He's all right.
Wait, what? Why are you recording this?
I just want to see your facial reaction when you look at the photo.
I'm nervous. Why is it? Okay.
She said that he's kind of a shy dude.
Okay.
So she's not sure that he would be down with the whole Burt Show thing. But as far as personality goes and looks, she thinks it's right in your wheelhouse.
You ready?
Are you pranking me?
No.
Is it about to be like Oscar the Grouch?
No, okay. It is not.
Okay.
No, I can attest. It is not. One.
Okay.
Two. Three.
Oh, he's cute.
He's a good looking dude, right? And he's got a picture with his dog.
Oh, his dog is really cute. Wait, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Wait, right. Okay. Yeah. Wait, this is I'm like pleasantly surprised.
So I'll have her hit you up. Now the ice has been broken. She's been wondering how to approach you, and I just shattered it.
Thank you, Amanda. You could have. Oh, wait, she just texted me. Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. Zeth here says this might be him that you're looking for. Good morning, Burt Show.
Actually, I said it wasn't me.
Oh.
Okay.
But. You got to say but.
Yeah.
I am the guy that Abby's been looking for years.
Oh, is that right?
Oh.
Okay, well, let's hear this out.
I like the confidence, Zeth.
What has Abby said that you're like, oh, this is me?
Well, first of all, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I'm a Swiftie.
Okay.
Good start.
All right. You got to throw it out there.
Strong start.
I'm a regular guy. I have a regular job. I make probably roughly $80,000 to $100,000 a year.
Okay.
Just putting it all out there, Zeth. Yeah. I like it.
Well, I didn't
give you roughly, though.
I didn't even have to go to LinkedIn for this.
Yeah, I work hard. Like, I do. I go to work. Like, but I've seen him. Like, I've heard you. I don't want children.
Okay.
Like, maybe in the future. Maybe. I don't know. But right now, nah, don't want them.
Okay. Zeth, what do you look like, man?
That's all.
This boils down to two things.
On my license, I am 6 foot, but really I'm 5'11".
You're 6 foot?
Your wife?
No, my license says
license.
I thought he said wife. I'm like, what?
This is bold.
I get into a throuple in the year 2025.
We all heard the same thing. Okay, so your license says you're how tall?
I'm about 5'11 and a half.
Okay.
Okay. So, but your license says 6 foot, so you're a liar?
Nah, it's the DMV got it wrong.
Yeah. DMV got it wrong. Yeah, yeah.
What celebrity do you most look...
Everybody in the world is a liar.
What celebrity do you most look like?
Oh, they say I look like Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Okay.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
And the last question would be, do you work at Chuck E. Cheese? Because that doesn't fly with a heavy...
No. But I wish I had unlimited tokens.
Okay. Would you like me to put him on hold?
You can put him on hold. Feel free to DM me, I guess, or email me.
All right, Spidey. Hold on one second, my man. All right, that's your shot right there.
It is. I mean, wait for it.
I am not mad at it.
Nah, me either.
And think of the great storyline when she gets murdered after going on her date. All right.
This is great content for the Dateline episode.
That's a virtue. The Burt Show.
All right, before we get into the financial realities and the whiplash that Messy Mikey, our producer, is having now that he's moved to Midtown, I need to thank somebody I will probably never meet again, okay? Yesterday, I go up to Amanda's house, and Amanda has a dog, this little itty-bitty dog, Copper, right? That's about 298 years old.
He's an elder.
He's tired. This dog is just so tired, man. Except in one area. He is an amazing escape artist. He's about 8 pounds. And when this dog is determined to get out of the house, it has figured out a way to squirm his way through legs and hide. And then at the very last minute, ends up bolting out the door without anybody seeing him.
Isn't that so funny that this dog, who is an elder dog, who has been with Amanda a majority of its life, and she is the most loving person. This is a warm house, a loving house, free food, free water, free hugs, free snugs. And the moment the door opens, it's like, bah!
Yeah, and I've thought,
thanks for the great life you gave me. Bye!
And I'm starting to look at that dog and go, what do you know I don't? Why are you trying to get out of here so much, right? So he escapes yesterday. We didn't even know it at the time. And I brought Franny over, which was a big field trip for her because you know how much she hates to be out of the house. So we get into her townhouse and we're hanging out there. And I notice Copper's not around. I'm in the house for 45 minutes, right? And Copper's not around. And I'm like, man, I'm really missing Copper. I'm like, Amanda, where's Copper at? She's like, oh, he's sleeping upstairs. And I'm like, well, Franny's out of the house. I mean, he's kind of being rude. He should at least come down and say hi. This is kind of a big deal. So she goes up there to get Copper, and he's nowhere to be found. Now, I've been in the house for 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
And she's been assuming that he's upstairs. And he's a little itty-bitty dog. So we're looking in every nook and cranny in her townhouse before we realize, oh, dang, Copper Shawshanked it. He's out of here.
He crawled through a river of us.
He did to get out of that house. So while Amanda's getting ready, because it was a cold night outside in Roswell, I put my sweats on and everything, and I go out with a flashlight, and I'm like, Copper, I'm that guy. Copper. And a car is slowly driving up and down the neighborhood, and she rolls down her window, and she hears me screaming for Copper. And she goes, are you guys looking for a dog? And we say, we sure are. And she's like, is it a little bit small dog like this? And we're like, yeah. She's like, I got it. And she was driving up and down the road with Copper in the car looking for the owner.
Because she knew somebody would be outside yelling.
Yeah. Wow. Right. And I just remember saying, hey, thank you so much. What's your name? And her name is Brittany. And she lives in Roswell. And I'll probably never, ever meet her again. But I just wanted to thank her very much for doing that, man. I mean, because she must have been driving around for 45 minutes.
That's really sweet of her, especially because Copper kind of looks like when you feed a gremlin after midnight. Like, you don't really want to touch it.
He does not.
Yeah, he does.
Copper is so cute.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a little ancient Ewok.
Yeah. All right, Mike, you're having a little financial whiplash right now. Reality check.
Yeah, I think so. I moved into a little fancy pants town over there in Midtown, and I thought I could afford it. It's because, like, the rent made sense. Everything, you can't do an activity without it costing $100.
And where were you living before that?
Alpharetta.
Okay.
And that doesn't sound like any cheaper, but you can find cheap spots around there. Mm-hmm.
And then before that, when you were in school, where were you at when you were in school?
Milledgeville.
Okay, now it's very cheap up there.
That's where you can find some deals.
The U.S. dollar will stretch.
Yes, it will, pretty far.
So you're finding out Midtown is a little bit on the pricey side.
Yeah, I mean, I've been just locked up in my hidey hole most of the times over there in the apartment. My hidey hole. But I've been trying to get out and explore a little bit, you know, because there's things to see, there's things to do. I found a couple of cool places. Like, I was just walking around one day. I saw this thing called Five Irons Golf. And I guess it's like a simulator place. It's drinks and pool tables. I walked in, and I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. I might sit down and play a game of golf. I look at the prices. I just walked right out. I'll never be back.
Just to play around or the drinks?
Everything. Yeah. Everything was expensive. Pool tables are free, so I don't know if they'll let me go in there and play pool for free. But, for example, also, last night, I took the lady out to dinner. It was the anniversary. I'm infuriated by this, by the way. $8 for a mac and cheese. $8.
Now, if you're doing... Was it like a
shareable?
A chain restaurant?
No, it was a fancy Mexican place. I couldn't read the menu, but...
Nice portion size?
It was fine. No. The mac and cheese came in the little bitty bowl.
Oh, okay.
I thought that I could substitute my potatoes for my mac and cheese. Apparently not. Apparently I get charged for everything. Get this. $16 for a margarita.
Whoa.
You need to find a happy hour, bro.
I'm just perplexed why you're getting mac and cheese in a Mexican restaurant.
And potatoes. Yeah, this is on you, bro.
I don't know. I don't like potatoes.
All the carbs, man. Just give me every carb on the menu.
What Mexican restaurant is selling mac and cheese and potatoes? That's what I'm saying. You got had. It's not a real Mexican restaurant.
He had too many $16 margaritas and ended up at Cracker Barrel. Okay.
You sure it was a Mexican restaurant?
It's possible the restaurant was not Mexican, but it was in Spanish, the menu.
Multiple margaritas were had.
Was it a tapas place?
I don't know what tapas is.
Small dishes that come in tiny little, like, vats. Like, that would make sense to me. $8 for gourmet mac and cheese in a small little bowl.
I don't know. I was sitting on a couch. That's all I can tell you. Yeah,
it was tapas.
It was a little couch I was sitting in.
So
it was
refined.
It was a lounge area. I made a reservation. I've never made a reservation in my life. And it said, do you want a high top, a dining area, or lounge? I don't know what any of them are. So I said lounge. Okay. There was not another single person on the whole couch. It was just me on the couch.
I love you so much. Did you order like the high-end tequila to go into the margarita
or
something?
No. If they asked me, I'd say, give me what's going to really hurt me.
Is that the going rate?
Yeah.
Hanging out more?
That doesn't sound crazy to me, especially in Midtown Atlanta. Honestly, what? You said $16. I'm like, that's kind of cheap.
Are you $16?
In Midtown. And now if you go up to Sandy Springs, you can get like 7 of them for $16.
Here's the thing, though. Outside of just going out to eat, there's things that I want to be able to do. And every time I'm like, what's something free or cheap that I can go do? They say, go walk around Piedmont Park. Oh, is that fun to you? Just walking? Just walking around? This is what fun is? What am I doing here?
Yeah, you don't strike me as the walking type.
Yeah, it's fun when you walk in a park tavern around.
Yeah. These boots ain't made for walking. And I don't know. I'm going through it. Jackson, he's been living there for 8 years.
Yeah.
Gatekeeping everything good. I don't know if he's spending $1 million or he's just gatekeeping. He won't tell me anywhere to go.
See, that's the thing. When you choose like where to live around town, we were so focused on the rent.
Yeah.
And we were a little surprised that it cost you what it did to get into that place. But you really don't take into consideration that every place around there is going to be just as expensive.
So you said you did a spreadsheet of Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a genius idea I came with. Every bar I'm going to, I made a spreadsheet and I'm writing down the price of Miller Lite at each place. So then I find the cheapest Miller Lite in town and that's where I'll go every day.
Could you imagine doing a spreadsheet of Miller Lite?
The other day I went to a bar. We were looking for this bar everywhere. It was like right outside my apartment. It was a Residence Inn lobby. I was just drinking at the hotel bar.
You need immediately to either move to like Gainesville or Noonan or something, man. Get out of town. It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, I would like to give you the gift of international podcast listens.
Yay!
Hey, we have a podcast, and if you're listening live right now, you're missing a lot before and after. You don't have to miss it later on in the day because we upload the podcast, this show, segment by segment, and you can listen to anything that you want, the whole show or just one segment or two, and you can find that on any podcasting platform. But Kristen loves the fact that we have listeners in different parts of the world.
You know, and I think it's because I've been doing this for so freaking long. Like, 21 years ago when we were doing radio, that just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever market you're in, that's who can hear you. But now, thanks to this thing called the internet, like, the fact that somebody in Australia knows our show, I just think that's so freaking cool.
You were doing this before there was even a Romania. And here we are in Romania right now. So now the way that these podcast numbers come down, they are coming in the form of a flag of that country and not the specific name of the country. Some of the flags I can identify. And there's one today I cannot, okay? But I can tell you we're still doing very well in Romania.
Nice.
We're doing great in South Africa still. Indonesia, crushing it. 36th most listened to podcast in the comedy in Indonesia. Thank you, Mo, for going.
Yes, sir. I do what I can.
But there's one that we ranked on today, and I don't understand what country it is because I'm just not smart enough. It's a red flag, right? The base of the flag is red, and it's got a blue cross on it, and the cross starts a little bit juxtaposed on the left side of the flag. If I didn't know any better, it would be like a Scandinavian country. It kind of looks Norway-ish or Sweden. It has that kind of feel to it, but I don't know what country that is.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to just tell you?
I have no idea. What is it?
Well, you already guessed. It was your first guess.
Norway?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Norway.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Norway!
Yeah.
We're on in Norway.
We are number 217 in the comedy category in Norway, man.
Okay.
All right, working our way up.
Climbing.
I love it. That's so funny.
Mo, who has betrayed you?
My lady and my friends.
So everybody?
All of them. My entire circle of trust, and I'm thinking about cutting them all off and starting over. Now, this might be childish of me. I'll admit that. However, I'm standing on it. I feel a way, and I feel like they betrayed me. And, well, technically, I will start with this. It's my lady's birthday, right? So she's going to have a little bit of leeway there. However,
today is?
No, and that's the thing. That's where I'm going. When does it stop?
Birthday immunity?
It just, this is like, her birthday was on the 12th, right? So we like 3 days past now.
Yeah.
And first of all, she has the worst placement of a birthday when you're in a relationship to me ever.
Yeah.
Because you got to deal with Christmas, and then her birthday is a couple weeks after that, and then a couple of weeks after that, you got Valentine's Day. So it's like, I need people to send donations. It's rough out here.
I need a little bit of background. Is she one of these people that reminds you that their birthday is 30 days out and then reminds you that it's 25 days out and then 14 days out? Or is she just like, not a big deal?
No, she's definitely the first person.
Okay.
She reminds me. And not only does she remind me, it's a matter of celebrating her birthday like four times for one birthday. Like, we've already gone to a birthday dinner. We already celebrated her birthday with her family. And then now we're supposed to celebrate her birthday again this coming up weekend because it's a 3-day weekend. So she wanted to take a small trip to celebrate her birthday then as well.
Okay. This must be a milestone birthday then.
No.
Okay.
Well, every birthday technically is a milestone.
Well, you sound just like her.
I'm trying to give some leeway.
Which I'm not so mad at the fact that she wants to celebrate her birthday on the weekend because it's a 3-day weekend. It makes sense. I understand it. So she came to myself and my closest friend and asked if we would join her on a weekend trip to Panama City to celebrate her birthday, which was like, okay, cool. No problem. Let's all set it up.
PCB?
Yep. So I've never been. So I love to go a place I've never been. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Think Thailand, except the exact opposite.
Got it.
That's PCB.
So I probably won't enjoy it as much because I'm fresh off of Thailand and still riding that weight.
I can say, though, PCB has had a transformation because obviously I went in college for spring break and that was one PCB. And then I went last year or the year before last with my family, and it's a completely different PCB. You can't beat the beaches and the sand there.
I got no beef with it. It's got like a bad rap for years and years and years.
It
shouldn't. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So we make this plan to go. We made this plan, I'd say about 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. It's all solidified. It's all set. It's all solid. We're going. A few days ago, and I didn't expect my friends to be loyal to me in this regard, but I did expect my lady to. I never have FOMO. Let me start by saying that. That is not a thing for me. If anything, I have LOMO. No. Like, I love missing out.
You have JOMO. It's the joy of missing out, yes. And it's a real thing.
Yes.
Yes, JOMO. If you are an introvert, you do not suffer from FOMO. You suffer from JOMO, the joy of missing out.
100%. I love that. I have JOMO for sure. But I have FOMO now for the first time, and now I finally understand what people mean when they say they have anxiety of missing something. Because when we initially set this trip, we all had the same flight. But the flight leaves at like 6 p.m., I guess, because the way that the flights are set up, you either leave at like 9:50 in the morning or the next flight you can catch is pretty much at night. So you're going to either catch that first flight or you miss the entire day. Now, because we all initially had to work on Friday, that was the plan, to catch the evening flight. Mm-hmm. And we just miss a little bit of a Friday, but we'd still get the Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Cool. That was the plan. That was the plan all this time. Now, if they had made a different plan initially, obviously I could have got ahead of it and tried to make arrangements. No one did that. That was the plan. We were all set. 2 days ago, for whatever reason, my dude comes to me and says, hey, I don't think it makes a lot of sense for us to take that evening flight. So me and my lady and my other friend who's also going, they all decide they're just going to take the day off.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I go to my lady and I'm like, yo, they're going to be there before us. We're going to miss a little bit of the day, but it's all good. At least we're going together. At that point, I could see that her face.
Oh, no.
She made like a facial expression that was like, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. And I'm like, nah, what you mean? Hold on. So she says, well, my other friend who's also going apparently reached out to her. And because she has the kind of job where she can work anywhere and it doesn't matter, she said, well, I was thinking it only makes sense for me to meet them there, too. So I said, no, you can't. You can't do that. That's not how that works. We got to go together. Like, you can't just leave, make me be the only person that's going to miss the entire day. And then y'all get there in the morning. And, like, no, that's not a thing.
Your ride and die is just leaving you.
Like, she didn't even, like, think about it. Like, it wasn't even a conversation of, like, should we do it? She said, no. I mean, what does it matter? Uh-huh. Like, you'll get there when uh-huh. you get there. We can go earlier. So everyone now is going without me. And everyone think I feel like they betrayed me.
So, A, I'm on her side. And B, well, doesn't this play into your, what'd you call it?
JOMO.
JOMO? Like, you don't have to be there the entire time.
Normally it would. But for some reason, I feel like because it's her birthday celebration, if anyone should be there when, like, at the beginning with her, it's me. So,
no, if anybody should be there at the beginning, it's her.
Right. Yeah, because her birthday is about her.
But it's not her actual birthday. We already celebrated the birthday. This is just a weekend trip, and now you're forcing me to go one, and then you're leaving me?
I got your lady on this one.
Huh?
I got your lady on this one.
Oh, this is wrong, man.
I got your lady on this one, too.
I'm siding with the lady.
Oh, bro, you thought you were going to have a whole studio filled with support.
I didn't, actually. Okay. Yeah, I knew exactly how this was going to go. I knew y'all was going to do me like this.
Let her go do her thing, man.
Even I'm paying for the ticket, man. I ain't changing the flight. How about that? I'm dumping it down on Betty.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Rachel on here. She needed our help behind the scenes because she hates the fact that her best friend is dating a married man. She wanted our help putting an end to the whole thing. So we did just that. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, I can understand how this is driving you crazy. Tell us about your relationship with your best friend, who she's dating, and why she won't listen to you.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I am absolutely at my breaking point. So, my best friend, someone I used to have so much respect for, has sunk to an absolute new rock bottom low. And nothing I say or do can snap her out of it. So, what she's doing is, she is dating a married man. Hmm. A married man with children, ooh, no less.
Makes it really messy.
So let's just call him Dick. All right.
We're gonna call him what?
Dick.
Oh, okay.
With two K's.
I thought we couldn't say that on the radio.
Yeah, if it's a man's name.
It's Richard.
Loophole.
Yes.
Okay. So, like, this nonsense with her. This has been going on for months. And I have tried everything to get her to stop. Mm. I have talked to her until I am blue in the face. I have called her out on how disgusting this is. And even I've even warned her about how karma's going to smack her in the face someday. But none of this is getting through to her. She has convinced herself that she's special and that she and Dick have some magical connection and that somehow this is all going to work out in her favor. And I think it's sickening.
Has he dangled the carrot like, oh, we're going through a really tough time, we're going to get separated, but they're not?
He dangles a lot of carrots.
Dangled the carrot.
Old Dick is dangling that carrot.
Dangling some carrots. That's why we call him Dick.
Is that what he's doing? He's like making it like he's going to leave the family.
I haven't really heard anything from that. From what I'm hearing, he's kind of promising her that, you know, sometime it'll work out. And he hasn't given details, just it'll work out for us.
So you can't say for certain he's leading her on, but bottom line, she's enjoying their setup. He's enjoying their setup, and she apparently has no issue with the fact that she is the side piece.
She's enjoying Dick.
She is.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's enjoying her time with Dick.
Now, we haven't asked, is she married?
No.
Okay.
Mm. So she's single, but not single.
Right.
Because she's with Dick.
She thinks she's not single.
Gotcha.
So you think you've done everything, you've said everything you can to sort of connect to her values, but she's having too good of a time and this thing is just going to play out.
Yeah, I've done everything I can. I'm done. And that's why I need you to help me scare the crap out of her.
And what's your plan?
So my plan is, I want you guys to fake bringing back Mistress Monday. Remember that? And contact her.
Do you remember Mistress Monday?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I forgot about this, Rachel. Hold on one second.
Do it. Hold
on a second, Rachel, so people, we can re-educate people because Abby wasn't here. So Abby, Mistress Mondays, and Bert, because your memory sucks, and you were here when we did it. Mistress Mondays.
Was he?
So Mistress Mondays, we would have the wife, the wife knew that there was infidelity going on, mm-hmm. and she wanted to ask the mistress questions.
Oh,
so
yes.
The wife would submit questions that we would ask the mistress, and the mistress would come on the air and honestly answer any question the wife had.
Yeah, it was
brutal, and we stopped.
Could I forget that?
Yeah. We should bring that back. That's pretty dang good. So you wanted us to reach out to her and tell her that we were going to do Mistress Monday?
Yeah, like tell her that anonymous source tipped you off about her and Dick or something like that, and just ask her if she's willing to come on to discuss being the other woman, you know?
Okay.
If she listens to your show, she'll be mortified to think that her dirty little secret's going to be exposed to the world, and maybe, just maybe, if we're really lucky, maybe that'll snap her out of her delusion.
Okay, we're doing this kind of retroactively.
To ruin her life and someone else's family.
Tommy has already reached out, correct?
Yep, and she was not happy at all.
I know this is right. This feeds right into your wheelhouse. I know you loved Rachel's idea.
Yes, I did.
All right. Okay, Rachel, so we have to break here. When we come back, Tommy will tell you exactly about the exchange between he and your best friend, okay?
Okay, I'm excited.
All right, we'll do it next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
In like 30 seconds, we will tell Rachel if her evil plan worked, and we talk some sense into her best friend that is dating a married man. We'll get into that in a second. I want you guys in a second to open up your emails. Corporate America fascinates me because the fact that Walmart's like, hey, we need to change our logo, okay? 2025, it's time for a new, fresh brand. And when you're in corporate America, you know you have to run through 12 different levels of red tape. You know that they're doing different surveys.
Focus groups
and stuff. So Walmart, you're going to see a brand new, fresh logo from Walmart. You guys go ahead and open up the email that I just sent you and scrolled about halfway through and check out the brand new, fresh Walmart logo.
My favorite joke I saw on the internet yesterday about this was somebody said, they just put lotion on it.
That's facts.
Right?
I mean, seriously,
right? They made it less ashy and plumped it up. A
little Vaseline.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all that
so,
is.
So, you know, the old Walmart thing was sort of a light blue background with what I would consider the buffering sign as the logo, you know? And now it's more of a bright blue with a thicker buffering logo.
They literally put lotion on it.
That's it. And that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. I fell out when I read
really
that.
Is.
And then when you scroll down a little bit, now you can see the words played out in an alternative logo, which was white and it had blue Walmart letters, and now it has white and thicker blue Walmart letters. That's all they've done for it.
They just did boldface.
I am so curious on like how much did they spend doing research and how much time with everybody in the office before they came up with that BS.
Well, the back end, of course, is going to take some money, but like when you rebrand a company, it costs millions of dollars. Like you have to change everything. So just to add like a bolded font for Walmart, like this is insane.
All that money they got.
I wonder if that's why they did it, because on real rural Walmarts, no one's going to know the difference. So you can kind of keep it the same on the storefronts, but everything digitally gets updated. So I wonder if it almost looks the same in order to save a ton of money, but it's still a waste of time.
It's kind of insulting. Like, hey, nobody will know that we changed our logo, but we'll tell them we did. It's kind of insulting.
They roll
this is
back
how
the
I
price.
Felt when I got my nose job and yelled in the nose. It's the same.
All right, let's get Rachel back on here, because Rachel is furious that her best friend has been dating a married guy with kids, and she feels like she's done everything she can to talk her best friend some sense into her best friend, and nothing has worked.
All right, so before we get to Tommy's email exchange with her best friend, a.k.a. the mistress, a quick moral question for you guys. Your best friend is dating somebody who is married, meaning they are the other person. Is that a friendship deal breaker for you? If your best friend is dating somebody who is married. And not just dating somebody who's like separated, going to get a divorce. No, this person, man or woman, is pretending to be in a happily, you know, pretending to be happily married, and your friend has started a relationship with them. Would you look at your friend differently, and would you consider dumping that friend?
Look at them differently, maybe, but dump them, no. It's something I probably would have one conversation with him with to see where his head's at, and if that was the decision he chose to make, I wouldn't stop being friends with him.
I will say it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but I think how they respond to it would cause either a lot of tension in the friendship that would lead to a breakup, or like it's just something we would have to work through. Like if I come to my best friend and I say, listen, like the fact that you're dating someone who's married, that's a little whack. And if she gets defensive and then starts putting it on me, says that I'm crazy, like that might lead to it. But she's like, I know it's wrong. I'll be there for you while you're trying to get through this.
I don't know. You got one or two things to do. Either you bail because your values don't match up, or you can lean in because this is the time that they really need help.
I just want the tea. Yeah.
All I've seen is content for weeks for the show. Right. Yeah.
All right, so Tommy, let's get you on. Hey, Rachel, you ready for this?
I made a pot of tea, so you can spill it. Okay.
So we used to do this segment on the show called Mistress Mondays, where we would have the mistress on that agreed to talk to the married woman and answer her questions. So Rachel wanted us to use that to go to her friend as sort of a... not a threat, or just, I wouldn't call it a threat, really. Just more
she
like...
She wants to scare her straight. Instead of a Santa scared straight, this is a mistress scared straight.
Yes. Tom, you want to take it from here? You're the one that emailed the best friend.
Yep. So I reached out to Rachel's best friend. We are calling her Michelle. Mistress Michelle. And so I emailed her. I said, hello, Sloot.
No, you did not.
This is Sloot.
Not Sloot scared straight.
I said,
you'll be impressed by my very wordy email. I was very nice.
Did you tap into professional Tommy?
I tried.
All right.
I said, hello, Michelle. I hope you're doing well. My name's Tommy. I'm reaching out on behalf of the Bird Show, explain who we are. We're excited to announce the return of one of our most talked about segments, Mistress Monday. You know, the one Bert doesn't remember.
As part of the segment,
we're exploring the untold stories of individuals involved in complex relationships. Recently, an anonymous source reached out to us and shared some details about your connection with Dick. Based on what we've been told, it sounds like your story could be a compelling and unique addition to our upcoming show. All this is good stuff, right?
Yeah.
We'd love to have you join us on the air this coming Monday to share your side of things.
Except when you said an anonymous source named Rachel.
I did not say that, Rachel. It's a chance to talk about your experience, offer your perspective, and even clear the air if needed. Of course, we understand the sensitivity of these matters, and we'll work with you to ensure you're comfortable throughout the entire process. Please let us know if you'd be willing to participate. If you have any questions or would like to discuss this further, don't hesitate to reach out. Looking forward to hearing from you. And Michelle did not hesitate to reach back out.
I guess. Thank.
Oh.
I got an email. It was almost immediately, as long as it took her to type this, I think. Michelle said, I'm honestly shocked and upset to receive this email. I have no idea who would submit my name for something like this, but it's extremely invasive and inappropriate. If you're going to reach out to someone about a private matter, the least you can do is disclose who your so-called anonymous source is. I don't appreciate being blindsided with accusations and dragged into whatever this is. I'm not interested in participating in your segment, and I'd like to request that my name be removed from consideration immediately. Furthermore.
Oh. Whoa, she used the word furthermore?
You know they're serious when they go furthermore. Furthermore, I want to know who provided this information about me. This feels like a personal attack, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it. Please let me know who contacted you so I can handle it accordingly. No. I hope you'll respect my privacy and resolve this matter quickly. Signed, Michelle.
All right, so Rachel, did I catch this in the beginning of the segment that you said she is a listener of The Burt Show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's going to know it's you then. I mean, so this friendship's over.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Well, it depends on how active of a listener she is.
Yeah.
So being the professional I am, I emailed her back.
Oh, there's another.
I said, thank you for getting back to us.
Gosh.
We understand your saluty frustration.
No.
And want to address your saluty concerns. I didn't use saluty. As part of our journalistic principles, we are committed.
Wait. When did we get those? How dare you bring those words into this studio?
We applied a long time ago. They just got approved.
I may have ran her response, my initial email, her response through AI and said, make this sound really professional.
Clearly AI does not know this show.
As part of our journalistic principles, we are committed to protecting the anonymity of our sources.
Oh.
This policy ensures that individuals feel safe sharing sensitive information with us. Unfortunately, this means we're unable to disclose the identity of the person who submitted your name. So sorry, Sloot.
All right. So, Rachel, I'm guessing your friend that you said is a listener of The Burt Show.
Yeah.
Even if it's temporarily or not full time. You'll be getting a call.
Yeah.
And we would like to follow up with you to find out how that went.
Because after Tommy sent that email, she going to be listening to see how we address.
Yeah, it's not like he even said, hey, put me on the voices, guys.
He really didn't.
You put her all out there, man.
You just raw-dogged this whole segment, didn't you?
You didn't think this through.
Hey, Rachel, can we talk to you again tomorrow morning, find out how it all went?
Sure, if she calls back, yeah.
Okay.
She's like, I ain't calling her.
Yeah. I think that's smart.
The Burt Show.